Nikki Haley, Every American Should Be Proud of Trump's Foreign Policy Record. By Joshua Kaplan on October 5, 2019. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley on Friday commended President Donald Trump's foreign record, saying his accomplishments should make all Americans feel a deep sense of pride. Speaking to Fox News reporter Adam Shaw, Haley applauded the president for the eradication of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIS, and his handling of complex national security threats around the globe. Haley said, "If you look around the world, President Trump has a record every American should be proud of. In the Middle East, the ISIS caliphate has been destroyed. And we've stopped handing billions in cash to Iran that it used to fund terrorism. The North Korean regime is no longer testing long-range missiles. America is once again treating the Cuban dictatorship like the pariah it is, and Maduro's days are numbered in Venezuela. America is strong again, and it's because of President Trump's decisions," she added. The former Trump administration official issued her glowing praise of President Trump ahead of a New York City fundraiser this weekend in support of the president's 2020 re-election campaign. Haley will be a special guest at the Trump Victory Committee's fall retreat, along with Senator Cory Gardner, Republican Colorado, Donald Trump Jr., and Kimberly Guilfoyle, Fox News reported. "I'm happy to partner with the RNC supporting President Trump's re-election, and I look forward to doing more for his campaign in the next year," she told the news outlet. Haley's support for a second Trump term is nothing new. Upon announcing her resignation from post last October, she immediately squashed speculation that she would challenge her former boss for the White House. "No, I am not running in 2020, said Haley, flanked by the president in the Oval Office. "I look forward to supporting the president in the next election." Despite her support for President Trump, Haley hasn't taken his side in battles with Democrats. In August, the former U.S. diplomat responded directly to the president's early tweet regarding Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, home burglary, tweeting that his comment was so unnecessary. "Really bad news. The Baltimore house of Elijah Cummings was robbed. Too bad," tweeted the president at the time. This was far from the first time Haley had taken a shot at the president. She was critical of then-candidate Trump during the 2016 presidential election, previously declaring that he represented everything a governor doesn't want in a president. In 2016, Haley endorsed Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in his failed bid for the White House. Despite her repeated attacks, President Trump nominated Haley for U.S. Ambassador to the UN, a role she fulfilled between January 2017 and December 2018. Since leaving the administration, she has joined Boeing's board of directors and formed the Stand for America Policy Group.